Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Mara, joined by my co-host, Antihava Surti, and we're delighted to be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Well, a bumper-packed program, informative program coming your way this lovely, beautiful, can I say, winter's day in Johannesburg, Malaysia, yes? And today our topic of discussion is on Indian vegetables. This week we look at Indian vegetables and the different types of Indian vegetables. And, you know, talking about Indian vegetables, while many meals have been forgotten about, we take a look at a new trend which is seeing the revival of Indian veggies. Now, Indian veggies are affordable and you can get a decent meal out on a budget. You know, not forgetting, I must think that the early Indian immigrants, South Africa has been much enriched by the varieties of vegetables obtainable today. Now, many of these early immigrants brought with them or later imported precious seeds and roots carefully tied up in homespun white calico handkerchiefs and entrusted them to foreign soil. Yes, some strains did not take, others grew vigorously, and so with love and tender nursing, they evolved South African types. If you go to the to our Indian food stores or our Indian vegetable shops, you find the different colors and shapes of all our different types of Indian veggies as well. And I must add to this also, in India, there is a Hindi saying that goes something like this: lentils and beans are our spines, but vegetables make up our bodies. And this is so true. And keeping with the Indian vegetables, let's welcome Antihava to the airwaves of Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum, Antihava. How are you?
Walaikum salam, alhamdulillah, and hope to hear the same from all the listeners.
Yes, certainly. And listeners, later in the program, you can look forward to two lovely recipes. The first one is going to be a paochi chicken with binda recipe, and that's my lovely guest online. And also a potato brinjal and potato casserole recipe as well. And the question we're asking you today is, how often do you cook Indian vegetables? What's your favorite Indian veggie, vegetable as well? And share with us your Indian vegetable cooking tips, like your pinda, your brinjal, your karela, your cauliflower, your fat papri as well. And you can share that with us on our WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548. Well, I'd like to welcome a very, very special guest online, and it's Auntie Julie Kama. Auntie Julie is a cookbook author as well, and she has so much knowledge of cooking, any type of dish, you know. And today we're specifically talking about the Indian vegetables. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Julie. How are you keeping?
Wa alaikum assalam, Amara. How are you? Nice to hear your voice after so many years now.
Speaking to you, Auntie Julie. You just sound so much younger now.
Is it? Well, I always sound young on the phone, but I'm not so young anymore. And you are so lucky. You can listen to so many people talk with so many people. And we locked up here in our houses. How's that, Amara?
Exactly, Auntie. You sound so healthy and bubbly. We're going to keep you happy, healthy as well.
No, sugar, and thank you.
Okay. Auntie Judy, Indian vegetables, what is the one Indian veg you love to eat?
My favorite vegetable is binda, which is called lady fingers, and okra as well.
Okay, all right. And I know there's a way of cooking binda, but we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program as well. Now, and did you know, why did new brides learn the art of cooking Indian veggies?
I think newlyweds and young girls should learn the art of Indian cooking with veggies. Only if you learn to cook and eat, then your husband and children will love to eat Indian veggies. Why must we ignore the goodness of the earth when it is given to us and benefits which we need?
So true. You know, if you look at in many homes, for that matter, if you're making an Indian vegetable, you only find maybe two or three members. And I must say that the females tend to love the Indian vegetables, not so much of the males, you know, if I'm tend to be corrected, actually.
Yes, now you're asking. I think before you cook the veggies and let them get the lovely taste of all the benefits and all that, you have to wean them off, you know, all these burgers and what you call it, what all that kind of foods. Then only will they learn to eat veggies and appreciate the benefits of the veggies.
Mm. And especially the Indian vegetables, you know, like for instance, if you're making bhinda, you say, oh, what is this? It's so slimy. Or kabela, it's butter, you know, or cabbage, it has a smell. But it's also how you cook it, how you present it to them as well, you know.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Yeah, that's the way. Yeah.
Okay. And Judy, can meat be added to the typical Indian veggie?
Yes, you can cook. Veggies is the best with chicken, right? You can cook chicken with methi bhaji. You can cook chicken with bhinda. And you can cook chicken with hepchani hing. As well as Indian veggies, you can cook them with pulses and lentils. And like, for instance, magni dal with spinach. You can cook dal with hepchani hing. There's such a lot of things that you can do with veggies. And I make a sumptuous vegetable biryani, which is so pleasing to the eye and yet flavorsome. So what can we ask for? What more can we ask for? Isn't that right?
Yes, certainly. You're talking about a vegetable biryani. Now, you're actually specifically using Indian veggies, aren't you, Judy? So what type of Indian veggies would go into your type of vegetable biryani?
Now, Indian veggies, you get peppers, butternut. Well, that's now what you call all-round vegetables, which you also have to eat, you see. Mostly we eat the Indian veggies, we eat with chicken. If you want to make a flavor, some full meal. You know, you have to have chicken with hepchani hing. I'm going to give that recipe later on. That's nice with the chicken, as well as bhinda with chicken. It's beautiful. Okay. And then bhaji with chicken. It's very delicious.
Okay.
And it's easy to prepare. You just have to cook your meat as you normally make your curry and then add what you have to add. That's all.
No extra
other spices, yeah.
Okay, so what would you say are the normal spices that go into making your vegetables? Does your spices differ? Just for the benefit of the listeners out there.
Yeah, you know the spices like that we normally put in curry. That we normally put in curry, but for the vegetables alone, we put more like a South Indian spices. You know, a little methi, a little fennel to counteract the bitterness of the methi. And then, of course, your coriander, your cumin. And then, of course, the only thing different is with the chicken, you have to add ginger garlic. Now, when you cook the plain veggies, you don't cook ginger garlic. You can always just add a little bit of garlic to it.
Garlic, correct.
Should
vegetables be cooked with ghee or oil, Auntie Julie?
Yes, just a little bit oil. Just a little bit of oil. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, we've seen that bhinda is making a comeback. Now, what tips can you give us regarding the cleaning and cooking of bhinda?
Bhinda, it's very easy to clean. Let me give you a few tips. Bhinda needs not to be washed. You know, it has a silk needle-like thread on the outside, which covers it completely. So you clean and wipe it with a light, damp piece of toweling paper. Then remove the head. You cut the body into strips or rounds as you desire. The best way to cook bhinda is to stir fry. Once it's stir fried, just add your spices to it. Chili powder, turmeric, coriander, cumin, a little methi powder. You can add a little bit fennel to it. And then fresh green chili and a little bit garlic. That's all. Give it a good mix. Eat your oil on medium, 2 to 3 tablespoons oil, and then you add your bhinda and stir fry it. It only takes about 5 to 6 minutes. If you need a little more oil, you can add a little bit oil, but not too much, as it becomes soggy. And bhinda, you know, Amara, it must be dry, tender, but firm to the bite. And you do not overcook bhinda as it becomes glutinous and oily. And I can give you the benefits of bhinda as well. Bhinda has a lot of health benefits. High vitamin A, it's good for healthy skin and eyes. It controls diabetes, asthma, prevents kidney. That's right. It's high in fiber and lowers blood pressure as well. So bhinda is very good for you, whether it be plain. It's good. It's more better even with chicken. And the men will love it more with chicken. Definitely, they don't eat veggies on its own.
On its own, yes.
Yeah.
And I think bhinda is available the whole year through, I've been seeing bhinda, you know. And,
yeah,
and also,
yeah.
Mm. And also, actually, how do you get rid of the stickiness, the sliminess of pinda? You know, some people say put a bit of vinegar, some people say soak it up in vinegar. Everybody has their own different incentives that work for them. You know, what works for you, Auntie Julie?
Now, you see, pinda has got to be dry. That's why I'm telling you, you have to dry it with a toweling paper.
Yes,
and cook
yes.
it dry and add the spices. So mm-hmm. even when you cook it with chicken, you stir fry the pinda till it's dry. Mm-hmm. It's okay. never sticky or gluey or anything like that. And then when you finish cooked your chicken, you add your pinda.
So
you have it a nice dry pinda. The only thing with pinda, it must be tender and it must have a bite in it. It mustn't be soft and soggy.
All right.
You mustn't overcook it, yeah. That's the only thing. You mustn't overcook it.
All right. Auntie Julie, go ahead and share with us your Balti chicken recipe, please. And I'm sure the listeners are looking forward to that recipe as well.
You're talking about the recipe that's in my book?
Yes,
the Balti chicken recipe.
Yes, please.
Beautiful. I don't mind sharing it with anybody. I can give you the ingredients. Are all the people, listeners, ready with the
pen? Yes, they're ready for the recipe. Yes.
Right. It's a 1/4 kilogram chicken fillets, which you cut into strips.
Right.
Right. And 400 grams of pinda. I explained to you earlier how to clean and cut it so that it's ready. And then you start with 3 tablespoons oil, 1 teaspoon red chili powder, 1 teaspoon turmeric powder, 2 tablespoons of white vinegar, 1 teaspoon ginger garlic masala, 2 teaspoons green chili paste, 2 teaspoons ground coriander, 1 teaspoon crushed cumin, and just a sprinkle of garam masala. And then 1/2 cup hot water. You also need a soft tomato grated and 1 tablespoon of tomato puree. Then it's salt and lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. And I'm going to give you the spices for the pinda, which I've got written properly here. 1 teaspoon of chili powder, red chili powder. 2 teaspoons of turmeric powder. 1/4 teaspoon of crushed chili. Mm-hmm. 1 teaspoon of crushed cumin. And 1 teaspoon of salt.
All right?
Yeah. And I'm going to give you the method. You heat oil on low. You add chili powder, turmeric, vinegar, ginger, garlic, green chili paste, coriander, cumin, and garam masala.
Okay.
Add water and braise the spices well until soft. Add tomato puree. Cook until the tomatoes have been reduced. You add the chicken stock, the salt, and the lemon juice. Stir fry uncovered for 10 minutes. Remove from heat and set aside. Wipe pinda clean. Add chili powder. Add all the spices. Stir fry the pinda, and then you add the pinda to the chicken. Mix well. Remove from heat and garnish. Oh, thank you very much to all the listeners.
Jazakallah, Auntie Julie. Jazakallah so much for the lovely recipes, for the lovely tips as well. And we hope to have you back on the show. And Auntie Julie, you know, Allah grant you many healthy, happy years, happy cooking as well. I love your cooking style as well. You cook without sauces, all the usual, normal, everyday, fresh spices. And going back to the olden days, yes, it's very, very healthy.
No, it's very nice. You must all cook and eat all the veggies from now onwards. Thank you so much, Amara. Thank you very much to you and all the listeners also, right?
Jazakallah khair,
Auntie Julie. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Well, it was Sister Auntie Julie Kama. She's the author of a cookbook called Food for Royalty, and she was such a bubbly person, you know. And she still writes recipes. And she doesn't cook with sauces. She just cooks with her normal spices as well. And she makes up her own spices and her own marinades and things like that. So really, really an excellent cook as well. So jazakallah to Auntie Julie for that. Well, Auntie Hava, lots to look forward to in after the break when you share with us the pinda cooking tips, the karela, the dodi, a whole lot of things, you know. And we'd like to hear from the listeners as well. You know, what's your favorite Indian veg? How often do you cook your Indian veg? And share with us your Indian veg cooking hints and tips as well. We'd love to hear from you, 072-786-1548. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, Auntie Hava will be empowering us more on the Indian veggies, how to cook, clean, store, and a lot of health benefits as well. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back.
Walaikum salam.
Stefan Java, indeed a lovely guest we had earlier on in the program when we commenced.
A very pleasant one.
Yes, she is indeed. Yes. Now, coming back to Indian vegetables, Java, let's talk about the Kerala, you know. And maybe you can share what are some of your health benefits as well, and maybe how to reduce the bitterness from Kerala. I know Kerala is very good for diabetics, but tell us more about that.
Okay. These superfoods are powerhouses of health. Mm. And if you remember as a child, we were forced to eat our vegetables. And the likeness of that is still the same. We are still trying to force our families into eating vegetables. And they really don't like it. As our guest said, usually the men don't want to eat Indian vegetables on their own. It must be mixed up with some meaty dish before they will have it. Mm-hmm. These superfoods are packed with punch, and they are nutritious, and they have things such as vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, proteins, and fiber. Mm-hmm. She spoke about the binda quite nicely, and one way of getting rid of the stickiness of the binda is by frying it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Kerala is one vegetable that almost everyone detests. Because of its bitterness.
Bitterness, yes.
Mm. Yeah. It only contains 17 calories, and it helps prevent and cure diabetes, and it's good for digestion. The Kerala usually is scraped.
Yes.
To take off the roughness that looks like a crocodile skin.
Yes.
Right. So they take that off, and then they cut it and soak it in salt water. And then it is put into your curry, whatever you're making. It's usually cooked dry and on its own. It's not usually mixed with the meat.
Yes, it's very much on its own, like a normal onion and tomato chutney. Then you can, some people soak it in, put a bit of tamarind juice. Some people put a bit of gore at your jaggery, you know, as well.
So to give it a bit of sweetness.
It's also how you cook it, you know. And many people love Kerala. Some people actually make Kerala with mint, you know, Antiyava?
Oh, with a little bit of mint. Oh, when they stuff the Kerala.
Always fry it into rings, you know. They fry it into like rings, and they make it into with mint as well.
Right, and then you have the cauliflower, which is also a very popular vegetable. And the cauliflower also has many different types of minerals, etc. It helps with the different types of cancer, including bladder cancer, breast cancer, and colon cancer. Okay. It has very low calories. It contains a number of B vitamins, and it is essential, has essential minerals like manganese, magnesium, and phosphorus. To get the wind out of the cauliflower, you can give it one boil.
All right.
And then rinse it in cold water. And after your food has been cooked, you can throw that in. And it will take about 5 to 10 minutes, and then your food is ready. It can be cooked on its own as well, which is very tasty if you have it with roti or with bread, flat bread. And it can be cooked as in a vegetable curry or in a vegetable biryani, and it can be cooked with meat or chicken.
What meat or chicken is that?
Yeah, and it is the family of the cabbage, and also broccoli.
Broccoli, yes, okay, all right. In fact, for cauliflower in the Indian language, they actually call it gobi.
Gobi, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And cauliflower is very tasty. It cooks very quickly. Like, for instance, if you're making a mutton curry, try and put your cauliflower in 3/4 way before your meat gets done, you know? It cooks very quickly. Even on its own, you can just slice an onion, put some green chili, some tomatoes, put your spices, and then put your cauliflower in, and then lastly sprinkle some sugar as well. It's very, very tasty indeed.
Oh, one other way of cooking cauliflower is by adding a little bit of ginger and garlic to your oil, and then your spices, and then you've got this, you can say blanched cauliflower, and you cook that in there with a little bit of salt. I don't put in any other veggies, just the plain cauliflower and these spices.
On its own, yes.
on its own, and it's very tasty.
It's very tasty as well.
You can even serve it. You can even serve it with a fried egg.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is quite tasty.
It's something so different, and yeah.
Yes, for a breakfast dish.
Okay, lovely. And yeah, well, let's talk about the metibaji now. Metibaji is known as fenugreek. All right, the English metibaji. Okay. Now you get two different types of metibaji. You get a small leaf one.
Small leaf.
That comes from KZ, and the big leaf comes from Johannesburg. I find that the small leaf one is slightly better than the big leaf one. You know, why is that? Does it grow differently? Why is it slightly better? How can we remove the bitterness, Satyava?
To remove the bitterness, I know in Mauritius, they usually soak the leaves after cleaning it and cutting it in warm water.
All right.
And then they drain that water off and give it a second soaking, and then it is the last thing that goes into your saucepan. After you've cooked your mince and your potatoes are already soft, and then you put in the methi bhaji. And you can even cook the methi bhaji on its own. With a little bit of onion. And then you can add, you can keep a small container of cooked methi bhaji with just onion and methi bhaji. And you can add that to egg, or you can add it to cubed potatoes. And you got a dish of its own.
And you actually make it nice. It's nice with the mince, with chicken mince, with the beef mince as well.
The fennikirk and the methi bhaji, it lowers the blood cholesterol and the triglyceride level. It regulates blood pressure. And it contains glutamin, which is a compound that improves heart health. So it's quite good for you. The only thing I dislike about it is the smell.
Especially afterwards. In summer, when you perspire, you know?
Yeah. That's the only reason why I don't really like to cook it, just like once in a blue moon.
All right. And the other, we've got a listener says, Salam Shantiamara. I've been cooking for 36 years now. She's been cooking binda for 36 years now. And the best trick is to wash in salted water and dry in dish towels, slice and leave in sun or dry oven to avoid any stickiness. Love your show, Jazakala, so much from Sister Yasmin.
That's quite an idea.
Different tip to dry it out in the oven. And another
What temperature must the oven be at?
She's not stating, perhaps she can wash that to us as well. Karina can be stuffed with a potato and egg filling. It's something very different.
That's something different, yes.
And listeners, please tell us what your favorite Indian veg, how often do you cook your Indian veg? Share with us your cooking Indian tips of your Indian veggies, 0727861548. We'd love to hear from you. And then, Antiago, we spoke now about the native veggie as well. Let's talk about
The brinjal.
The brinjal is, how do you avoid brinjal from turning black?
You put a little bit of lemon juice or a little bit of turmeric in the water. But some people don't even soak the brinjal when they're using it. What I normally do is peel the brinjal to remove the bitterness. Using a potato peeler or a sharp paring knife. And you peel that and then you cut it into rings or however, and then cook it. Then you don't have much of the bitterness. But to remove the bitterness, you can soak it in turmeric water or you can soak it in a little bit of salt water. One thing you must remember that a brinjal is like a sponge. It soaks up or absorbs a lot of water.
What's lovely with brinjal is like when you're serving dal and rice or curry kitchen, it just put a bit of spice in the brinjal things
and fry.
Some people bake it as well. And coming up just now in the program, we'll share with you a lovely recipe of a potato brandy and potato casserole recipe coming up in a few minutes' time as well.
Okay. And, you can also take the brinjal after peeling it, slice it, dip it in egg, beaten egg, after salting it and peppering it, or a little bit of chili powder if you like, and then dip it in egg and breadcrumbs and fry it, which is also a lovely way of serving the brinjal.
And then dip it in bhajia batter as well, Auntie.
You can use it in a bhajia batter. You can even use binda in a bhajia batter. You can even Yes, it makes lovely bhajia.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. And you can even take cauliflower florets, give it one steam, and then dip it into a nice like bhajia-like batter and fry it.
Okay, it's lovely, man. And so different, Auntie Hava. Yes,
that is very different, and it is very, very tasty. You can eat it on its own, or you can serve it as a side dish with your dal and rice or curry khichdi.
It's lovely. Just a lovely brinjal dish. You can make a brinjal with butter beans as well. Then you can actually take the brinjal, the whole brinjal, take a fork, pick some holes in it, put it into the oven and bake it. When it's baked completely soft, and you remove the skin and you mash it up, put some yogurt in it. It's very tasty as well.
Yeah, I think that's one version of what you call baba ganoush.
Oh, yes, baba ganoush. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you make the brinjal up, and you add a little bit of lemon juice and a little bit of green dana, a little bit green chili, and salt and chili, or salt and pepper, and that you can serve that with your pita chips.
Oh, that's lovely, yes.
That's it. Baba ganoush.
Okay. Auntie Hava, while we've spoken so much about the metabody, the brinjal, the karela, the binda, what's the difference between green beans, string beans, and peas?
And peas?
Yes.
Well, peas come in smaller pods.
Mm-hmm.
And they are round. Mm-hmm. Green beans and string beans are more or less the same. They're very high in fiber. They have they do contain a large percentage of water. And I'll tell you, just one second. They are an excellent source of fiber, and they promote weight loss, and they lower blood pressure, and they also are healthy for pregnant women or people that are having babies.
Okay. And also, Auntie Hava, if you look at, let me just go back into my WhatsApp messages. The listeners say recipes for karela, clean, cut in the middle, take seeds out, boil, then fry in oil or ghee, cook mince. Stuff karela, leave little mince in the pot, lay karela on mince, leave to steam for half an hour. Sugar beans curry, you can eat pieces of steak, very tasty. Okay, just sakala for that. And then the sister actually suggests to try the binda out in the oven. She said the oven temperature should be 140
degrees. 140
degrees.
That's quite low.
Low, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, then another listener says cauliflower with white sauce tastes very nice as well.
That's excellent.
Onion, lovely.
That's very tasty. And you put a little bit of cheese on top and grill it.
Very, very tasty. And it's healthy as well, you know. And this, she says also, sauté onions with salt, green chilies, garlic, lemon, pepper. Add in steamed cauliflower and throw over a white sauce. You can also add in cubed white meat when your onions are sautéed. And you can also add in some peas. So this is really, really lovely, you know. In fact, very mouth-watering, okay?
Sounds delicious.
And then another sister says, soak in a little milk to prevent brinjal from browning.
Soak in milk?
In milk, yes. All right,
okay.
Well, if everybody's hints and tips that share, it works for them, it is sharing, and you also will be greatly rewarded for it if the other listeners benefit from it as well.
And we mustn't forget the rigid gourd or the toroi.
Oh, yes.
That's also quite a popular. That's quite a popular vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
You can cook it with dry ginger.
Okay.
You scrape off or you cut off the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then you soak that in water, soak the taroi in water, you cut it into slices, and then as all vegetables are used, you cook whatever you're cooking, usually a nice dry ginger chutney, and then you throw this in there into your saucepan, let it soften, and that makes a lovely meal also.
right. Okay, I want to go for a short break. Now, when we come back, I'm going to be sharing with the listeners the potato, pateria, and brinjal casserole recipe. So stay tuned for the recipe coming up next. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Welcome back, Anjihava. Well, I'm going to be sharing with the listeners now a potato, pata, and brinjal casserole. So for this recipe, what you're going to do is put a little oil in an oven tray and bake your pata slices until slightly crisp. Turn halfway during baking and brush more oil if need be. So basically, you're going to take a roll of pateria and oil the oven tray, put it into the oven, and then turn the pateria slices and wait till it's slightly crisp. Then slice slightly thick potato rounds. Put little arrowroot and fry until soft but not crisp. Season with salt. Then you slice slightly thick brinjal rounds. Put a little arrowroot and fry until slightly crisp. So basically, you're going to take your potato slices first, put it in the oven, wait till it's slightly crisp, and then remove it from the oven. And then you're going to take your potatoes, cut it into slightly thick rounds, put a little arrowroot and fry until soft but not crisp. Then you can season it with salt. And you're going to do the same thing for your brinjal rounds as well. Put a bit of arrowroot, fry until slightly crisp, and then season with salt as well. Now for the tomato chutney, you're going to be making a vagar with some onion and oil and a generous amount of butter with whole jeeru. Very little mustard seeds and curry leaves. So you're going to take an onion. Now here, there's no amount given. So basically, you're going to judge, you know. So you're going to make a nice onion vagar with a bit of oil and a generous amount of butter. You're going to put a bit of whole jeeru in, put a little mustard seed and curry leaves. Now, when onions are still pink and haven't yet browned, you add garlic, green chilies, and salt. Do not allow onions to brown. Add even amounts of liquidized tomatoes and a bit of tomato puree. Cook on medium heat, a low heat, until tomatoes and spices have cooked through and you see the oil coming up. Then you add some plain yogurt and cook further till the oil comes up. Now you layer your tomato chutney at the bottom of an oven tray. Then place your pateria, brinjal, and potatoes, alternating the slices. Garnish with some colored peppers. Heat in oven, garnish with danya before serving, and you can serve with roti or puri. And this is a meal on its own. There's no amounts given here. You just need to judge as well what spices you want to put in, how much you want to make, and this comes out very, very tasty. And this recipe was shared with us by our beloved marhum, Auntie Karecha Ibrahim. And just to very, very often make it as well. It is very, very tasty indeed. And it's like a whole meal on its own. It's something different than the Hava.
It is something different. And also you can make it and serve it with fried fish.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
As a side dish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A listener says, my grandchildren loves cauliflower. You always ask me to make for them little flowers.
Oh, so cute.
Yes, indeed. Okay. And Jana, just a few minutes just before we terminate today's program, we want to talk about the marrow, you know, the dodi. Now, we spoke about it with Marhum Auntie Karecha Ibrahim a couple of months back as well, perhaps maybe during the early part of the year as well, or even perhaps last year. The marrow, sometimes you find the marrow's butter. I find the very overgrown ones, the very deep ones are butter, but the smaller ones are not butter, you know. How do you select your marrows before you purchasing them?
The old trick is to pierce your nail, your thumbnail, into mm-hmm. the skin. And if it goes in, it means that the marrow is okay. It's easy clean, and it's tender inside.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's one way of testing it. Other than that, I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you the trick. Somebody gave me a while back a big marrow, and I decided to make something, but I think it was like so butter, it's so butter. I don't know what's happening. What am I doing wrong? Then I realized that it's the marrow, you know. Then I learned that the big marrows can be sometimes butter. So when you buy a marrow, buy the smaller one, cut it up, and then just taste the piece. If it's butter, then don't cook it, you know. If it's not butter, go ahead and make it, you know. And marrow can be made. You can put it in your towel. You can put it in your curries as well. You can put it into a pachas. You can just make a marrow
soup, you can make marrow lagan. You can make a marrow lagan, and you can make fried rings out of it. If you cut it thin enough, put it in a batter and fry it.
Yes. And not only jeet, it's very, very tasty in the veg as well.
Which one? Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Samara or the dodi and java. It's a very tasty vegetable. It's like a potato. It cooks quickly.
It does cook quite quickly, yes. Most people, if you have it, they use it instead of potatoes.
Yes, certainly. And you can even grate the marrow in. If you're making a chicken curry or a mutton curry, to make your gravy a bit thicker as well.
And you can make... what's that thing that you make with carrots?
The halva.
No, not the halva. Yeah, you can make halva with it. But it's a savory dish. Oh, I just can't remember the name now.
Okay. Then another listener says, sprinkle salt on sliced brinjals and leave to drain in colander will drain bitterness. Jazakallah for that. Really lovely tips coming through from the listeners as well. Well, Auntie Hama, we've come to the end of a lovely informative program. I've learned so much about Indian vegetables. And I think today I'm going to make the pateria one, you know, and serve it with puri as well. So I think that's going to be something different as well. And Auntie Hama, what's your favorite Indian veg?
I like binda and cauliflower.
I love the binda. I love the metabology. The cauliflower I love as well. The broccoli I love as well. The carina is definitely a no-no in my home, yes. You're going to find it too butter as well.
And the brinjal, if you make it up with egg and breadcrumbs, it's very, very tasty.
Oh, yes, another favorite in our home is the brinjal. But that's only for the females, yeah, not for the males.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yes. Okay,
If you fry the brinjal with just plain ginger garlic masala and a little bit of other spices and with curry khichdi or dal, it's very tasty, and then I think the men will eat it.
And even if you serve the brinjal and aloo fry together, you know, some men are so fatty, they actually take out the brinjal and only eat the aloo fry.
Yeah, the aloo fry and brinjal go very well together.
Yes. And Jama, jazakallah khair for your informative information. I've learned so much. Jazakallah to all those who SMS and WhatsApp as well. And to our lovely guest, Auntie Julie. And listeners, the recipe is on our website. Go to radioislam.co.za. If you don't have access to the internet, call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022. She will gladly assist you. Inshallah, we'll be back on next week with a lovely guest and a lovely topic. So from me, Amara and Auntie Hava, jazakallah to my engineer and to my producer Mumtaz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.